From Streamline Publishing and the Radio and Television Business Report, welcome to another exciting and informative Hispanic radio podcast. My name is Adam R. Jacobson, and we are just 1 week away from one of the greatest events that you could possibly attend. Consider it one of the most educational spring break trips you could ever take as well. It is the Hispanic Radio Conference, and the dates are March 12th and 13th. It's in the Intercontinental Hotel in Doral, Florida. We'll share more information about that event at the end of this podcast, which features a great conversation with someone that I'm going to be chatting in depth with at this conference on March the 12th. Please welcome Jesus Lara, president of Univision Radio. How are you, Jesus?
How are you, Adam? It's great to hear you. It's great to talk to you again. Thank you so much for the opportunity to this podcast.
Absolutely. And thank you for your time. I know there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and you just had a very big announcement come out as we're taping this show on Tuesday, March the 5th. And before I get into my official questions, I just want to say congratulations on bringing all your music and audio properties together under the Euphoria brand. That's something that listener to radio stations under the Univision Radio banner in Miami might be familiar with, but this is something that really integrates a lot of what you're doing at the radio stations. We do want to talk about Euphoria. I just want to get this opportunity to say felicidades and congratulations on that. So we'll tag that to the end of some of the questions that I've already have pretty much laid out for you, sir. We're going to start our questioning, if you will, with query that is probably one that many on Wall Street have been asking as well. How are things at the company's radio division? I know there have been lots of rumors floating around, but it seems that Univision has a strong future, and we're seeing some of that in Miami, Los Angeles. Do you have some key successes to share, at least in the latest ratings, as far as, you know, what really is emblematic of where Univision Radio is today?
Absolutely, absolutely. And look, and I can tell you that Univision Radio, it's living probably its best moments right now. We are very fortunate to have a brand new CEO that has come into the organization around 6 months ago. And I got to tell you, out of all the companies I've ever worked at, I've never seen a more clear vision laid out by a CEO. We are back to basics. We are back to serving our core audience. And radio has taken very much of a high-profile road within the CEO's vision. We're working in conjunction with our network team closer than ever. We're working with our local radio and local TV leadership closer than ever. And I got to say that under the leadership of Vince Sadusky, not only Univision Radio, but Univision is stronger than it ever has been.
That's certainly something that excites me, having been in Miami for many years, in Los Angeles for many years, familiar with what's going on in New York and some of the Texas markets. Revenue is strong at Univision Radio as well, and some of the numbers that we've been seeing, the Q4 numbers, the Q3 numbers on the financial side. Is this testament, Jesus, to a certain format or show? Because I know you have strength with, for instance, regional Mexican brands in Chicago and in Texas, and with those AC Amor branded formats in Miami and LA. Again, is there something specific, a programming tweak here and there?
You know, I think great programming is applicable to all formats. Yes, we have the incredible luxury and responsibility that we have the largest regional Mexican platform in the country. We also have the largest pop format in the country, and fortunately we also have the largest adult format platform in the country. So I think format agnostic, great programming and great execution is a key driver to our success. One of the key things that we did about a year and a half ago is that we looked around our organization and realized that we had some sales leadership gaps in certain of our major markets, and we moved quickly to address those sales gaps. I think, you know, building our dedicated radio sales leadership in key markets has absolutely given us the results that we planned for. To your point, we've had some fantastic ratings momentum in different markets over the last 6 months. I can highlight the success that we've had in Houston, 2 months. In Chicago, we can't be doing any better. And Miami, fortunately, our motor station is at a, you know, just really having incredible success with ratings. When you look at our entire portfolio of stations, we could not be happier with the momentum and success that we have right now.
Regional Mexican in particular continues to be a growth driver, but I think it tends to get lost with the non-Latino media, if you will. They tend to focus on some of the sexier choices like reggaeton, the trap movement right now. Of course, that may not work in all markets. And it seems that Univision Radio, under your leadership, has really honed in on each and every opportunity, city to city. And perhaps this is a learning lesson for those in non-Univision Radio markets where they're considering Hispanic radio because no one else has yet. I'm wondering what sort of insight you can give in terms of the overall landscape of Latin music and market by market where Univision sees the growth.
Sure, sure. Well, look, you're absolutely correct. I mean, the regional Mexican format is by far the largest and most far-reaching format within Hispanic radio. It is very close to our hearts. It is a format that we not only program and engage with on a day-to-day basis on radio, but it's also a format that we constantly work with our network and entertainment team to highlight on television. It is absolutely a pillar, an absolute pillar of what we do every day. Mm-hmm. I think that the reason why the regional Mexican format may not be as top of mind as some of the other Latin formats simply might have to do with, you know, the music style. You know, you need to really understand Mexican culture or appreciate Mexican culture to dive into regional Mexican. And, you know, fortunately for the Latin rhythmic culture or the Latin rhythmic format, that's the format that has sort of started to cross some borders of not only, you know, stateside, but also internationally. So I think you're correct. I think a lot of people, when they think about Latin music, they tend to sort of lean towards the pop format, but it's very important to remind everybody that it is regional Mexican that's the largest radio format in the United States.
And if you go city by city, some of the bigger DMAs in the U.S., and you're really wholly unfamiliar with Latin music, you're going to hear a lot of music that's different in Los Angeles when you're flipping around the dial than in a market like Orlando, for example. There is one thing in common, and that is the passion level. And I think that this passion for Latin music speaks very deeply to the growth and rollout March the 5th of the Euphoria brand. So again, hats off to the Univision Radio team for this. It's a portfolio that includes all of Univision Radio's 58 stations, including Kaku 105 in San Juan, Puerto Rico, which I listen to a lot. Yeah. And I know that an early version of this, I had the ability, along with our publisher, Deborah Parenti, to kind of see a beta version of what the app is going to look like. And we saw something very slick, something very, very attractive looking. Jesus, what can you fill us in now that it's out there, what a consumer is going to be able to download over their smartphone?
Well, Adam, you know, we could not be more excited. We really feel that with this rebrand announcement and some other announcements that we'll be making public in the next few weeks and months, I think that we've set ourselves to succeed. You know, our app is a fully redesigned experience. We wanted to design an app that was first and foremost super easy to use. We used all of the best practices available in mobile app design and incorporated them into our design. And the other sort of key attribute we wanted to convey is that, you know, Latin culture can best be conveyed through the eyes. So we wanted to have an app that was visually immersive. Mm-hmm. This visual immersion is going to allow us to find beautiful imagery, to find the most successful artists that each of them are going to best represent the playlist and the stations that they're going to be listening to. So ultimately, what we're creating is a visually immersive product that can enable us to tell the story of Hispanic culture, but at the same time, we want to make sure that our app becomes an audio utility. It is a product that everyone needs to open up as soon as they wake up in the morning to entertain and inform themselves.
Hey, I'm right there with you when it comes to starting your day with an app. There is a competitor out there in a way. I mean, they are a radio company. I will say, okay, the radio.com app. Like, I start my day with 1010 Wins. I do it in the bathroom and I have my smartphone there. That's not to say that I wouldn't really go to Kaku 105 or perhaps Amor or any other Univision radio station, depending on what I want to listen to. So again, another great option here. And I think that an advertiser also might be excited about this because of the visual branding opportunity that partnership with your stations will now have on a better and perhaps more dynamic dimension.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we kept in mind a lot of the opportunities that we can deliver to our marketing partnerships in our app design. You know, look, technology is an iterative process. It takes time to build. You know, our app will always be in a perpetual beta stage. Essentially, what that means is that we're going to be improving it every single week as time goes on. We feel very good about what we've initially launched now, but this is just the tip of the iceberg, Adam. We've got a number of, we have a very robust product roadmap ahead of us. We've thought very hard about where we want to be in 18, 24 months from now. And I think over the next several months, you know, we will be very excited to share some more news that will be forthcoming.
Awesome. And the Euphoria Audio Network, if you will, using that word audio that we like to see so much, includes some widely distributed and highly popular shows, including El Bueno, La Mala y El Feo, which is a morning show seen across the U.S., El Show de Raúl Brindis, who is a legend in Houston and throughout that area of the U.S., El Desayuno con Javier Romero, again, a legend when it comes to Miami, and you have La Gozadera con Los Peachy Boys. And anyone in Miami can tell you who the heck Los Peachy Boys are, a YouTube phenomenon now part of the Euphoria Audio Network. One thing that really excites me about this, Jesus, is the fact that there's a music series involved. And again, that shows the tie between that live entertainment and that passion that the Latin community has and rolling it all into a platform that Univision Radio can really own. I'm seeing some names like J Balvin, Banda MS, Carol G, perhaps. I'm not familiar with those, but hopefully I could be more familiar with them. Again, thanks to this app.
Yeah. Well, look, just to get real quickly to the shows that you mentioned, you're correct. I mean, the Euphoria Audio Network essentially is going to encompass all of our linear O&O stations, all of our digital the digital extensions of those O&Os, but it's also going to include the 89 and growing list of affiliates that we currently syndicate our programming to. Right now, we have, for example, one show that I wanted to highlight is Por el Placer de Vivir with César Lozano. Mm-hmm. This is the most widely distributed radio show that we currently have. It currently covers 76% of the U.S. population. It's currently on 82 affiliates. In addition to that, you are correct. We also have El Bueno, La Mala y El Feo, which currently covers just under 70% of the U.S. Hispanic market. We got 55 affiliates. We have Univision Deportes Network, which is our sports programming. That's currently in 32 affiliates. And the list goes on. So what we're looking to create here is not only an affiliate relationship with these stations in syndicating our programming, but we also want to bring them onto Euphoria and offer them a turnkey digital platform that they don't have to develop or manage on their own. Talking about the Euphoria Music Series, look, the Euphoria Music Series is a natural extension of what we do every day, right? Music, this is the home of Latin music, and Latin music is experienced both through radio, through digital, but it's also experienced live. So we felt that we needed that live component to complement the digital strategy that we've set in place that lives across linear, radio, digital, TV, and events.
Well, as we run out of time, look, man, we have much more to discuss and share on a great Hispanic radio conference panel. We hope our listeners are planning on going. There's one question I have here. If there is one great success story to share regarding the power of Hispanic radio, what would it be? Well, we're not going to get the answer today, folks. You can maybe get the answer. Well, you'll definitely get the answer if you attend our Hispanic Radio Conference, March the 12th, because I'm going to ask that question not only to Mr. Jesus Lara, but our other panelist on the Hispanic Radio Executive Leadership Roundtable, Mr. Albert Rodriguez, the COO of Spanish Broadcasting System, better known as SBS. So, yes, the COO of SBS, the Univision Radio president, and Adam are going to be having a conversation. Yes, Jesus, you had a thought.
Yes, I was just going to say, you know, for all of your listeners, I invite you to please join us next week, March 12th and 13th at the Hispanic Radio Conference. I'm very much looking forward to continuing this conversation with Adam, and any questions, any potential stakeholder might have in Hispanic radio are sure to be able to find the answers during the Hispanic Radio Conference. So I look forward to seeing you there next week.
And with that, I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in and listening to this great interview with Jesus Lara from Univision Radio. Univision Radio en Español. And with that, this is Adam R. Jacobson, and you are listening to the Hispanic Radio Podcast distributed through the Radio and Television Business Report each Wednesday afternoon. On Thursday mornings, you can find this at Radio Inc. And on Fridays, you can see it in our distribution partner, Hispanic Ad, at HispanicAd.com. This is copyright 2019, Streamline Publishing, all rights reserved. You want to listen to some other podcasts in our archive? Well, you can find that at HispanicRadioConference.com, along with an agenda for what's up on March 12th and 13th in Miami, and that big register now button. Yes, there are still seats available, but you need to hurry because we are approaching sellout status, and you don't want to be one step behind your competitor. So with that, Adam Jacobson, broadcasting live from South Florida. Have a great day, and we hope to see you March 12th in Doral.